Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Playing on your toes, which we didn't see much of during the previous eight.
It was, first of all, the energy was great. In a back-to-back, I think we talked about it pregame that we felt there was a good chance our guys would be energized from last night and feed off that, and Skinner scores right away. And there's that enthusiasm. So the guys were very excited going into tonight, knowing what the night was. You know, there was lots of chatter about the uniforms and the history of the team and the franchise, and our guys loved that stuff, and they felt it tonight, and I think the crowd was incredible in helping that. I just asked, was that the wave that was going on? Because it was almost a distraction on the bench. It was different level of noise. But it was a pretty neat environment, and I know our guys feed and fed off of that.
Coach, Jack went in the lineup tonight, two goals. Talk about his performance.
Yeah, Jack has been, the last two games especially, battling hard, winning puck battles, much more sure of himself. He's really progressed over the last few weeks. I spoke this morning about, you know, the work Matt Ellis and Jason Christie have done with him. And he's obviously done with himself. He continues to make himself a better hockey player, as he did prior to us even drafting him. But that work is paying off at a rapid pace right now. Great chemistry with him, Cousins, and Peterka. I thought that line was outstanding last night, and again tonight. They're all very intelligent, intuitive hockey players, and their confidence is growing rapidly.
Now, they were able to, like in the third period, I thought to myself, it's starting to look like you did play last night. They were putting some pressure on Lucan, and he's making some great saves. But then you got out of it. It just seemed like, no, all right, that's enough of that. And it seemed like you started moving back, maybe got your mojo back a little bit. Is that the way you saw it?
Yeah, I think there were a couple series late in the second period or the last part of the second period. We were out chancing them early in the period and through most of the period, and then all of a sudden it was a barrage against us, and I think UPL stood up and saved us at that point, which you want. You know, you're not going to control the whole game, not against good hockey teams. It doesn't happen for 60 minutes, and when you can't and you lose a little bit of control, you need your goaltender there, and Upi was great, I thought, in that second period, because that could have been different going in the locker room in the third, and then in some segments and big saves in the third, until we did get back to a rhythm. And then once we got back to rhythm, I think we finished really strong.
I mean, Coach, you mentioned UPL. Tonight in that jersey, the way he played, he looked like a star to me. And you can see the fans really, like, I think it was a chant that he said, that he even heard that one. He kind of started tonight for him. Just your take on what he looked like out there.
Well, he's progressed from last year to this year. He looks like a different athlete. He leaned. His body composition is completely different. He can move and around the net quicker with more agility, and obviously less fatigue because he's moving more efficiently. And obviously he's gained the wisdom of experience, playing more games and more minutes in Rochester. You know, has really he's used those as opportunities to become better each time he's come back up here. He's very well liked in the room. So as well liked as he is by that crowd, the team gave him the player of the game tonight. And there were guys that had multiple goal games, but it went right to him. So he's very well liked in the room as well. And obviously nice to see him embraced, because he does work very hard.
We've seen Jeff get out of the holes like this before. But when he's going like this right now, what's working for him? What vibe is he giving?
Well, he's usually engaged in referees, he's usually engaged in linesmen and opposing players, and that's kind of the barometer. When we see him, you know, that emotional energy just bursting out, and I usually get a warning or two from the officials, and there's a lot of beaking going back to the visiting bench or the opposing bench, you know he's on his game. That's when he's at his best. He's fully engaged, and his competitiveness just rises in those situations. And obviously, when that happens, you see the talent. And it's almost coincidental when
so those are going. You got all of the above tonight, I assume?
All of the above. He was dialed in. And I talked to him even before the game and how important this one was, and he was fully engaged.
You mentioned UPL being well-liked in the room. What do you think makes him so popular?
Well, for goalies, to be well-liked, it starts with taking a lot of shots after practice that you don't want to take. And, you know, guys want to stay on and shoot or go out early and shoot, and they don't want to shoot an open net. And, you know, so he thinks way beyond himself. He commits to helping his team get better in those instances, maybe after a long, hard practice. But he's just a good guy, a good person. He's quiet, you can tell he's a team guy and a good person, and I think that resonates.
Coach, you've obviously broken the skid, 13 goals in the last two games. What's the conversations going forward to keep this going?
Stay healthy. Bingo.
What did you notice about the way the team responded when Jack finally got that goal after getting so many chances? It seemed like guys were pretty relieved for him.
Yeah, the guys get excited for scoring. It's unbelievable that this group is unique. You know, as a coach, it's really challenging to keep guys happy because you're putting five on the ice, and sometimes it's interpreted that the other 15 are like, I'm not good enough to go out in this situation. And so but these guys are genuinely happy and excited for their teammate in every situation. Even if they were pulling back and saying, whoa, hold up, you're not going, he's going right now. That's pretty unique. Says a lot about our whole group and the people there. So for Jack, yes, the team was very excited to see him. You could hear it on the bench, and he was, you know, 100 feet away.
Were you and the team really expecting this Euro soccer level of intensity in the crowd tonight? It was going to be
a
special night.
I was, because I've been here. And lots of scouting trips here as a pro scout years ago when this place was just raucous, and most scouts leave the building with 2 minutes left. I can remember getting stuck in the parking lot for more than an hour a couple times because I didn't want to leave, you know, the atmosphere even as a scout. So I was very excited tonight personally, but the guys have been talking about it for a long time. So yes, there was no question they were excited, and they, as I mentioned, they felt the energy in the building from warm-ups on. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.